If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It has been shifted a bit, but that is going to...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Another game changer. And for us MSMEs, the way to benefit is that we must come together, cooperate, and upskill our operations so that we can be competitive. Because what the CFTA is going to do is to open our markets. Our markets are going to be flooded by goods from Nigeria, from Egypt, from South Africa, everywhere. The same way we also have opportunities in other countries. So we have to be mindful of that and cooperate so that we can build bigger capacities and be competitive. That is one thing that is very critical.
And that's the chief executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, Chuma Kwabo, talking about the fact that small businesses should prepare themselves to take advantage of the free trade pact that is going to take off from January 2021. And before we go, the Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Company has shut down its head office here at Jolo in Accra temporarily. Now, this was after some 46 staff tested positive for the coronavirus following a mass testing exercise. Now, according to the company, this was stated after one staff at the IT department tested positive. The company is assuring the public that it has taken all the required measures to actually fumigate the premises of the office and ensure that it is safe. And that's all for the business report at 1. Gary Al Smith has sports. It's next. Guys, so if you can hear me, what's up for this afternoon?
Well, what is up is that today we are going to have two major discussions on the Joy Sports track. A lot of people are thinking that Real Madrid are being favored to win La Liga. We'll be debating that on the show and asking if Messi is really leaving Barcelona. Plus, we play the juiciest bit of that interview featuring Derek Boateng and Nathaniel Atoh from last Saturday. It's all now from now till 2 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM.
All right, thank you so much, Gary, and we can't wait for that happening because I'm a Barcelona fan and I'm just hoping that this would be their season.
Okay, we'll do that after the commercial break.
To fight COVID-19 together, Ecobank offers you several ways to stay home, stay safe, and take control of your finances. Use Ecobank Mobile whenever, wherever, with or without an Ecobank account to send money through SMS and email. Also buy airtime, pay bills, and much more from the comfort of your home. For high-value transactions, use our internet banking services. Ecobank QR code enables you to make cashless digital payments when paying for goods and services. Download the Ecobank Mobile today from the Google Play Store, App Store, or from our Facebook page. Additionally, dial the short code *770# from any phone and start transacting. Ecobank cares. Remember to observe social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and don't touch your face. For further assistance, kindly call Ecobank Contact Center on 3225 anytime, any day, toll free. Stay home, stay safe. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Welcome to Joy 99.7 FM from our homes. We bring you the edition of the Joy Sports Channel. I'm Gary Al Smith, and Eric Kwampofu is already in the mood. He's already, I'm not sure what he's doing. He's laughing and getting ready and fired up today.
The way you talk the bank.
Hi, Eric Kwampofu. Eric Kwampofu, can you hear me?
Okay.
All right, so what's happening is that I think Eric has forgotten that his microphone is on. Yeah. But today we will be speaking about two issues. There's the contentious matter of La Liga going down the wire. We'll look at the remaining matches for Barcelona, the remaining matches for Real Madrid, and also we'll look at the permutations for both teams. Who is most likely to win? But also, not just that, two issues from the Barcelona camp. Has Quique Setién finally got a way to get the best out of his front three? We got messages from Gerard Piqué speaking yesterday about the fact that they are playing well for a reason, and we will do some analysis here. Also, Zinedine Zidane has responded to widespread comments from around the world that his team, Real Madrid, are being favored to win the title. This is because apparently they are getting penalties when they are not supposed to be. We examine this claim as well. And then in just about 15 minutes or so, we go back to play back the juiciest bits of that interview featuring Derek Boateng and Nathaniel Atoh from the Joy Sports Link on Saturday. So if you're ready, please join us, and you can send us your WhatsApp messages too. This is a Joy Sports Track.
Eric, yeah. Great to have you one more time.
Thank you.
You have seen football in different places, from the English Premier League through to Greece, through to Israel, where you made most of your major achievements, winning the title and being named, you know, best foreign player and all of that. Obviously, Germany, England, and the like gave you a bigger and tougher challenge. I mean, in all of them, and of course Spain eventually, which of them would you say gave you the biggest competition and drew so much of your energy and your competitiveness?
I would say Spain. Okay. In England, when I moved to England, the injuries is so much, you know. I've been having a lot of injuries during my career there, so I didn't enjoy the league much. I didn't play a lot of games. So it was really, really tough for me. But Spain is the country that I play most of my games there. And have a really, really good season there. My first season, I won the MVP in the league and in the team, which I'm playing, Getafe. Mm. And we have really, really great players there. But I won that trophy. So I was really, really proud of myself. We came sixth in the league. And the second season, too, was really, really great league.
So that was Nathaniel Ato and Derek Boateng. We'll be hearing the rest of that in about 15 minutes. Let me now welcome Oreku Ampofo. Oreku, finally, are you here? Are you here? And are you here for good? Oreku, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right, finally. So yes, let's begin on that note. Give us a sense of where the La Liga title race is at the moment before we look at, you know, the table and then go into the permutations for the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay, so in terms of the La Liga race, both Real Madrid and Barcelona won over the weekend, and what that means is that essentially it's left in now four games for both clubs till the season concludes. Now for FC Barcelona, they would be hoping for a miracle, and they need four out of four wins and still hope for Real Madrid to drop points in at least two games. Now remember, Madrid also have that added advantage of the head-to-head, because in Spain it's not the goal difference that's used, it's the head-to-head. So in essence, it feels as if this Real Madrid lead is actually more than 4 points if you do take that into consideration, because two draws and two Barca wins would just mean that it are both tied on points now, and then comes in the head-to-head. So Real Madrid are certainly in the driving seat. They both take a lot to be able to top that, you know, this Real Madrid side. If you look at the fixtures left, up next for Barcelona, they do travel to Espanyol, and Real Madrid play Alaves, who've been all but relegated. So it's difficult to pick two games that you would see Real Madrid losing in this period.
Good. So now what we have, it's a situation that looks like this. Real Madrid have played 34, they have 77 points. Barcelona have played 34, they have 73 points. Oreku, take us through how Barcelona relinquished their lead from a couple of matches ago.
So really, it was down to the boys themselves. And if you look at the two games in which 4 points were dropped, the first of that being against... the second one was actually against Atletico Madrid. That's the most recent. And the first of which was against Celta Vigo. If you look at the nature of both games, Barcelona took leads in those matches. And against Celta Vigo, for instance, it was just left to about 5 minutes. Barcelona went a 2-1 lead and unfortunately lost it out, courtesy a last-minute free kick by Iago Aspas, who said that he had seen how the team defended free kicks and he knew that he could get one in on them because they do not defend free kicks so well. For Atletico Madrid, Barcelona once again took a 2-1 lead in the second half and surrendered that again to a quite needless penalty in the second half. So Barcelona would be biting themselves in their foot, because after the lockdown, you know, they did come into the second part or the last part of the La Liga season in charge. They knew that it was... their destiny was in their own hands. They just had to win the remaining games to be crowned La Liga champions. Unfortunately, they slipped twice. And for Real Madrid, it's just been win after win after win. The football has not been pretty for Madrid. But what they've had is character and the fact that they believe that they can win the match no matter what. And you can clearly see from the nature of their results, most of their wins have come in from just single goals being scored in the second half. And they've been brilliant defensively. Courtois leading the way in terms of clean sheets, not just in Spain, but all over the top five European leagues as well. So I think the difference between the two sides has been how solid they've been at the back. And that has been a good foundation for Real Madrid to build on.
Good one. Now that we have cleared how it is that they relinquish the lead, let's take a look at their remaining matches. Now, for those of you who have not been following us on Instagram, why not? Our name is Joy Sports GH. Joy Sports GH. And it's the same on Twitter as well. About a week ago, we put out the last six fixtures, because at the time it was six fixtures left for Real Madrid and for Barcelona. Now they are left with four games each. For Real Madrid, their next game is against Alaves, and that will be on Thursday, I believe. No, on Friday. On Friday. That will be on Friday at 8 p.m. Then they play Granada. Then they play Villarreal, who Barcelona have just battered. Then they play Leganés. For Barcelona, they play Espanyol on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Then they play Valladolid, Osasuna. Then they play Alaves. Take a moment to get a rule or a run in of how these two teams are going to finish the season so far. Now put on your cap, your journalist cap, and let me know. For those who are following me on my Facebook page, I have just dropped the Zoom link for this chat. If you want to join in, just click it, and our producer, Abeku, will add you if he likes you. Anyway, Oreku, what is your reading of the situation? Real Madrid have Alaves, Granada, Villarreal, and Leganés. How is it going?
Well, you look at these four fixtures, and I think that Real Madrid have played their most difficult games, and that would have been against Getafe and Atletico Bilbao. You do look at their fixtures.
I think Real Madrid
It would be extremely difficult for Zinedine Zidane's side to draw points. And as I stated, you know, Barcelona would have been expecting them to draw points against Getafe, who have been very difficult to beat this season. And, you know, playing at the San Mamés over the weekend as well. And what Zidane has done is that they found a way in these difficult matches. Now, with these four games, aside the game against Villarreal, I think Real Madrid should be winning these games comfortably. Alaves, Granada, and Leganés have all been involved in the relegation battle this season. And even if they do drop points at Villarreal, that will still be a one-point gap. Remember, all of this depends on FC Barcelona as well. They have to win all their games to ensure that they're in the category. So, as advantage Madrid, it looks extremely difficult, and it would take a miracle considering the momentum that Madrid have for Barcelona to be able to topple that. Nice one. Now, social media actually give results. I put the Zoom link of this discussion out just about 4 minutes ago, and I am told that there are several people, fans of La Liga, who want to join in. So, Abeku, if you are going to add a couple of people, let's welcome them. Are they on the line now?
Yeah, we're there. We are here.
Hi. You saw my Zoom link, right?
Gary, what's up?
Okay, what's your name and where are you connecting with us from?
I'm connecting with you from Nungwa.
What's your name and do you support any of Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Yeah, I'm a very diehard Madrid fan.
Okay. Hello, Gary.
I heard somebody in the background say for Bayerni Bra.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, I can hear you.
Papa Tieku here, connecting from Koforidua.
Nice one. Please hold on. There's somebody speaking from Nungwa. Let's hear him first.
Okay.
Good afternoon once again.
Yes. What's your name again?
My name is Daniel Togbo from Nungwa.
Daniel, so what is your take? Do you think that Real Madrid or Barcelona can win this title?
I'm a Madrid fan, and as things stand now, there's no way Barca can take the league from us. 100% sure. Because now our players are playing with their hearts. They know what is at stake. So they are playing all out. You understand? So this time around, this league, there's no way Barca can take the league from us. Whether they like it or not. This league is going to Santiago Bernabéu.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Your next game is against Alaves, then Granada, then Villarreal, and Leganés. So that's three times four. That's 12 points up for grabs.
Yeah.
How many points do you think Real Madrid can realistically take out of the 12?
At least 10 out of 12. We can win two and draw one.
No, it's four games. So four you games win how many? Yeah, four games.
No, we can win three and draw one. So. Honestly speaking, and even we can win all the four. Yes,
Alaves, Granada, Villarreal, Leganés. It's not that.
They are Kuchok.
Okay.
Who scored more than two goals?
Okay, Daniel, hold on. Let's go to Koforidua. Papati Eku, are you there?
I'm here, Gary.
Okay, all right. Are you a Barca or Real Madrid fan?
A sound Barca fan, Gary.
Okay, now we have heard from Real Madrid. Let's go to your team. First of all, how do you feel about the fact that you lost the lead to Real Madrid the way you did?
Gary, I feel disappointed. Because prior to COVID-19, we were leading and, you know, I don't know whether fatigue or lack of inactiveness or inactivity has set in. And there seems to be lack of telepathy in our play. And I'm quite disappointed because there are many matches we didn't have lost points. But unfortunately, we did. And that is why we are suffering the fate we see now. But I still believe that it is not over until all is over.
I think. So now let's go through your matches, okay, Papati Eku, just like we did with you have Espanyol on Wednesday, then Valladolid, Osasuna, and Alaves. 4 points. How many points can you get?
Gary, realistically, we can amass all the 12 points. If we will play like we did yesterday against Villarreal, against all the odds in away game, we won by 4-1. If we will play with that sort of telepathy we did against Villarreal last night, my brother, it is possible we will win all our matches, the 4 matches left. We can win all of them. We can, nice. I believe we can, yes.
Okay, now let's go to something I want to talk about. You guys, or at least a lot of Barca fans, are claiming that Real Madrid are being favored on the penalties. Let's just throw this once and for all before I bring in Oreku. Papati Eku, do you think so?
Absolutely, Gary. Absolutely. Because for the past 4 matches, every game, when the match is about to end in a draw, you from nowhere you see a Real Madrid team being, you know, awarded a penalty. And it is very disheartening. It looks like there seems to be a subtle agenda against Barcelona this year. Because the problem of the penalties are so questionable, and you cannot understand it. It's like Barca has been winning this time around, but Real Madrid must win, and it's very disappointing. I believe there is a subtle agenda against Barcelona that this year, whether they like it or not, they must lose the La Liga, and it's very disappointing. It's very disappointing. I believe there is a subtle attempt by all and sundry people who matter in La Liga to rob Barcelona of La Liga this season. I know it is something people are doing. It's a scheme. I must be frank.
Thank you. Daniel from Togbo. Hey, Daniel Togbo from Nungwa.
Yeah.
You are a Real Madrid fan.
Yeah.
Batumi yesterday said after Barcelona he said that he also thinks that there is an attempt, like Papati Eku says, to rake the league in favor of Barcelona. And he hinted that the club have even issued an official complaint. What do you think? Zidane says that it's disrespectful to Real Madrid because they are winning, yes, and they are winning, you know, fairly and squarely.
It's disrespectful, as Zidane said, because, you know, you can't say that to a big team like Madrid. We are all competing in a league. So you expect your team to win, but you don't expect other team to win. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
My brother said something about penalties. The first thing you have to ask yourself is it genuine penalty or what? Because penalty is part of the game, you understand? If I'm having ball in the penalty area and you heckle me, like, it's a penalty. So I want my brother to understand, is it a genuine penalty or is it a fake penalty? You understand? Because penalty is part of the game. So you can't say because I'm contending for trophy in the 90th minute, if I have penalty, the referee shouldn't award it to us. You know, this I don't understand. But it's a done deal. They should come back 2021. They should come back. This time around, they should come back. They should come back again.
Okay, let's go on to my Facebook and get comments from there. Ishmael Tete Belgium says Madrid all the way.
Haitham Mohamed says Bartomeu should leave, and if he does not, then Messi should leave in order to keep his reputation. Citizens Chica says, I don't think Madrid are being favored because the VAR cuts both ways. If you are playing well, then some element of luck shines on you. Barca must keep winning all the matches and pray that Madrid stumble in there. Messi might leave by the end of the season if Barca's signings and football plan do not meet his ambition. Prince Fasem Chet says, Madrid has played better than Barca this season, from striking to defense. Barca are still fighting defensive issues. Madrid is still a problem. Barca's investments have not really worked for them. Okay, George, Ado Jr., you have joined us. George?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. It's great to hear from the Barcelona and Real Madrid fans. I mean, especially when the huge topic of whether Real Madrid is being, you know, let's say that they are being given the help from some referees and from some authorities. I thought in the game against Athletic Bilbao yesterday, quite a number of Barcelona fans will say, okay, so why wasn't the check? Why wasn't the VAR check, you know, that penalty? It looks like some of the penalties that have been awarded, well, the referees have been conclusive on that and have decided that, okay, well, we're not really going out there for that VAR check. And that's why you realize that there was a lot of tension at the end of the game, even from the Athletic Bilbao players.
Yeah.
But to go that far to feel that there's a grand scheme for Real Madrid to win, I'm not too sure. Because even when you're giving penalties as well, you still have to convert them. And so they have played very tight games. And for Barcelona fans, they must realize that the games in which they drew, there were games that they could have easily won. They were not, I mean, there were games that they should have won. All the draws with Sevilla, with Atletico Bilbao, these were games that they really needed to win. And I felt that they have played well enough, they had pretty chances, and they should have won, they should have actually won the game. The good thing about last night's game is that I'm seeing a bit of responsibility from the players. Even with Lionel Messi on the pitch, people now deciding to pass the ball well and moving excellently on the left and the right and trying to score goals, even though Messi is behind and nobody's making Messi the main guy. I think it's a bit of a paradigm shift, and maybe Barcelona are trying to get it. It's not that they don't have good players on the pitch. No, it's just a little bit of a thinking and the approach to the game. That's what Barcelona really lack in there. So, well, they have to calm things down. There's four games to the end of the season. But, Gary, I won't be surprised if Real Madrid win all four and Barcelona win all four. Real Madrid win this.
Okay. We started with Oreku. Oreku, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So we've gone around the table. You've heard from the Barca fan, the Real Madrid fan, each very indignant and convinced in their position that either they are being cheated or not. Where do you stand?
it's a really difficult scenario to look at because, you know, I've watched most of Real Madrid and Barcelona's games this season. And for Real Madrid, you understand where people are coming from if they talk about an agenda, you know, favoring them. Because there's been a lot of, I would describe 50-50 decisions that have gone in their favor. From close margin offsides, to penalties which were ignored and all that. You can always find that. But at the end of the day, it is football. And it's just quite funny when a side like Real Madrid get about 10 penalties in La Liga this season. That's the most by any team. And if you look at their latest trend, it's almost as if without a penalty, they kind of win. And so you get that sense that the players start to play for that when their plan A doesn't work. And you look at their past two results, and they have won bad penalty shootouts. And because they know they can defend, and maybe they cannot carve open their opponents, maybe they are playing for it to some extent. And that is what I think the referees should be looking at in terms of... but it's a difficult one. I mean, referees swear an oath, to be fair. There is VAR, but the competence of these referees does count. And it's a great skill for me. And it's difficult to say.
I'm happy to introduce you. Cool. You say VAR. Some people have said that it's not VAR's fault. It is the incompetence of the referees that is the problem. What do you think?
Exactly. I think so. And even if you do get over 20 cameras on a different scenario, it's still based on your judgment and your discernment and what you do make of what you see. So if you're not able to apply move in terms of, you know, getting the extra advantage from these camera angles, then it's really down to the referee at the end. And they would show you the angles from the penalties. You would have to decide whether it's still a penalty or not. So I still think it comes to the quality of refereeing in La Liga. Even Barcelona have benefited from some very dubious decisions in the past, and even recently after the lockdown. You look at that foul on Leo Messi, which was adjudged as a penalty earlier, and of course there was a discussion as to whether that was a penalty or not. So both sides, I would say, have benefited from poor refereeing calls, but that is the nature of football. Some decisions go your way, some don't. It's just how it is. And at the end of the day, you have to create your own luck. You have to get into the box. You have to create your chances and, you know, get an opportunity to be fouled and get that penalty. If you're not attacking, there's no way the referee is going to call a penalty for you. So you can look at it from that angle and say that, yes, Real Madrid are pushing their own selves and, you know, pushing these referees to make that decision. At the end of the day, are Barcelona doing the same thing, especially during their away games? I do not think so. And that's where the difference lies. And that's why I think Real Madrid would probably be crowned La Liga champions. It would be extremely difficult for them to follow up at this point.
Okay, let me go to the
Gary,
I'll come to you. Let's hear from the fans one last time, and then we wrap this up and play this. Okay, so Papa Tieku and Daniel, are you there?
Yes, Gary, we are here.
Nice one. Ericu has said that for the Barcelona thing, I mean, whether it's true or not that Real Madrid are being favored, the fact of the matter is that Barca were ahead and they relinquished the lead. That is nobody's fault. So for the Barca fan and Papa Tieku in Cofradia, what right now is the best formation for Barcelona where you sit or from where you see things?
Well, Gary, when you look at last night's game, Barca played two top strikers in the shape of Griezmann and Suarez. And in that regard, you know, Griezmann was able to partner Suarez pretty well. So I see that in as much as you don't have three top frontline strikers as we used to have in the shape of, you know, Messi, Suarez and Neymar, I believe 4-4-2 will be good for us. Because when Suarez was partners alongside, you know, Griezmann, they performed pretty well. That's why we won handsomely last night. So I believe moving forward, the coach should maintain a 4-4-2 formation and so that we can see how it all pans out at the end of the season.
Okay. Daniel, you are a Real Madrid fan as well. Let me ask you, what were you, I mean, I'm sure you would say Mutim de Aseti Kladada. Aseti, hello.
Daniel, I can't hear you.
Yes, I'm saying, I'm sure as for you, the Real Madrid fan, you say your team is set and you don't need any changes, right?
No changes. We have Valverde, we have Casemiro, no changes.
Okay.
If Barca can, we'll score them again. As for this 2020, the cap there is for Madrid. They should forget. Tell them.
They can hear you. Thank you very much. So, Daniel and Papa Tieku, we'll thank you now and allow you to leave. My producer will mute you and you can leave the meeting. Thank you very much for joining us.
The pleasure has been ours, Gary.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's do this some more, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So, George, let me come to you. Let's wrap up on this discussion. You wanted to say something, George.
Well, I think Rick made the point. You must create your own luck. And that's what Barcelona needed to understand. No matter how much the referees, even if true, according to them, wanted to help Real Madrid, what they needed to do was keep winning the games. And I tell you, in games like against Sevilla or Bilbao, some of the games we run commentary on, it was very difficult for Barcelona to find a different approach in attack. And that was a problem. When Messi wasn't finding space, when it was clear that defenders were blocking out all the attacking threats, they needed to find space. They needed to be a little bit innovative. And that, I think, has been the problem for the team. Yesterday, it looked like they had freshened up. They were really, really good. Things were just clicking for them, and they were playing. Another indication that they've got good players, but it's all about how they go about it. It was interesting to see Messi playing from the right. That provided a whole new dimension to the attack, and Luis Suarez was just on top form, and Griezmann seemed to be enjoying his football again, with the three supporting them. But even in that game, there were moments when Villarreal looked like they could hit Barca. So Barca just have to concentrate. And I think maybe on a bigger... on a bigger scale, on the bigger picture, is what Barcelona need to do to their team to freshen things up and give themselves more options. Because at the moment, Real Madrid have so many options when it comes to playing a football game, even though Ronaldo is gone. If they win this, and it looks like they're winning it, they've done a very good job because there are so many youngsters flowing in and their rotation plan is working just fine. Whether they're coming with Rodrigo, they're coming with Vinicius Jr., whoever they're coming with, they are playing good football. Young boys like Mendy and Valverde are making things work. So I think of the bigger picture, that's what Barcelona need to try and solve. Once that's done, it's no problem. But this season, I think it's Real Madrid.
Okay, let me read more messages. Adolf Kwame Click says, unduly favored, and also Sonny Dieng. And then Anton says, Barca have not been in their best form this season. Abanga Tevez Philemon says, Madrid have been better than Barca this season, and that is it. This one says, it's from Dorian Cujo. She says, how can anyone say Madrid is being unduly favored? It's really funny. I remember during the early part of the season when decisions were going against us, Real Madrid, and VAR not picking them, Zinedine Zidane and the entire team kept their cool. These Barca faithful, especially their president, is talking about it yesterday. It's just funny because these decisions that went in Madrid's favor were unambiguous and clear. Okay, so we have two more people. Quickly, let me add them. Hi, guys. It's, I think, Joseph Adakwa and Shadrach. Are you there? Joseph and Shadrach, are you there? Hello? Okay. It seems that they have not opened their microphones yet. So, Oreku, let me give you the final crack at it right now to say that, did you say that Real Madrid are going to win the season?
I mean, it would take a miracle for Real Madrid to surrender the lead. And I'm a heavy believer of momentum. I think that Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool have benefited from that over the year. They may not necessarily play the best football, but once they do have that momentum and that belief that we can win each game, I think that's where you need to be champions. And that's what Real Madrid have demonstrated, especially after this break. You look at the squads of both teams, the games are going to be played tight, and in terms of the time schedules and all that, I think Real Madrid have a bigger and a better squad. For Barcelona, the luxury of dropping your star man is not really an option for Setien, because due to the number of injuries and the already thin squad that he inherited. So I think that Zidane is going into this four-game haul as the favorite and with a very, very, very big advantage of 4 points. So I do not see Real Madrid losing this title.
Okay. All right. So let me try one last time before we go on. Have we got any guests joining us for a quick comment? Shadrach, are you there? Joseph, are you there? If not, we'll be moving on to the next part of the show. So, George, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, always, Gary.
Okay. Philip, are you there? Okay. Philip is also unable to join us. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Richard, thank you. We just wanted to add one more fan before we call it an afternoon. Who do you support? Why are you connecting with us, Chrome?
Are you talking to me, or?
Yes, Richard.
I'm a Man United fan.
Okay, we are talking about Real Madrid and Barcelona today.
Oh, okay. Well, since I'm a Man United fan and Ciro played for Real Madrid, so yeah. It is quite obvious that I support Real Madrid.
Yes. So what do you think about the fact that people say they are being favored? And do you think they'll win La Liga?
Well, the truth is, I've been, since the restart of the league, Madrid has been favored, honestly. I mean, the penalties, the game against Bilbao yesterday, they got a clean penalty. Bilbao also had a penalty. But I think they didn't give it, you see. And from what they are saying, yeah, surely I think the FA, the referees, they are all supporting Madrid to win the league, and surely they will win the league.
Okay, so that's your thought. Real Madrid are winning the league.
Oh, that one, yeah, I mean, it is 100% they'll win the league
because they are being favored.
Well, it is a factor. It is one of the main reasons why win the league. It is true because see their game against Sociedad. That game should have ended 2-2.
Mm.
You see, yeah, and even the game against Bilbao, that game should have been 1-1 if Bilbao's penalties has been like was given.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one, the Madrid, surely they win the league. That one, they know, no tools about it.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, Philip. We appreciate you and the other fans joining us. We'll be doing this more often. Thank you for your time. Okay, so that was Philip, one of our fans who joined our Zoom discussion. We have spent time looking at Real Madrid and Barcelona today. We often don't talk foreign teams on the Joy Sports track. We normally talk about local issues, but Atletico Madrid are third out of the reckoning for La Liga, but they have 62 points after 34 games. And of course, when we talk about Atleti, we have to always remember that our own is represented there in the shape of Thomas Partey. There's a lot of talk about the fact that he will leave, or when he will leave, or if he will leave. We have been lining up a plethora of big guests on the Joy Sports link in the past month and a half, and all of them have been speaking about the situation. The latest was Derek Boateng, former Black Star player, and he was with Nathaniel Ato this Saturday on the Joy Sports link to talk about several issues. Let's begin from the part where he touched on the decision Thomas Partey should take that has been trending on social media from Saturday until now. And that is how I will end the show with you as we play the rest of the interview and the rest of the juicy parts of that interview. So from all of us here, myself, George Adereku, bye-bye and see you next week. Let's listen to the interview.
Derek, great to have you one more time.
Thank you.
You have seen football in different places, from the English Premier League through to Greece, through to Israel, where you made most of your major achievements, winning the title and being named, you know, best foreign player and all of that. Obviously, Germany, England, and the like gave you a bigger and tougher challenge. I mean, in all of them, and of course Spain eventually, which of them would you say gave you the biggest competition and drew so much of your energy and your competitiveness?
I would say Spain. Okay. In England, when I moved to England, the injuries is so much, you know. I've been having a lot of injuries during my career there, so I didn't enjoy the league much. I didn't play a lot of games, so it was really, really tough for me. But Spain is the country that I play most of my games there, and I have a really, really good season there. My first season, I won the MVP in the league, and you know, in the team which I'm playing, Getafe. Mm. We have really, really great players there, but I won that trophy. So I was really, really proud of myself. We came sixth in the league. And the second season too was really, really great league, a great season for me. So I'll say Spain gave me a lot in my career.
Mm. So immediately I would take you into the discussion about Thomas Partey. Everybody who's been here in the last month has had to say something about it. You've played there before. I mean, he's caught at a crossroad in his career now. What do you think he should do? I mean, he's putting up wonderful performances, you know, I mean, especially in these COVID times as well. What do you advise he does? You want him to stay on, play, and possibly win the Champions League with this Atletico before moving on, or this is the time to move?
I think for me, what I would advise him as a senior player and senior brother is like, this is the most difficult time in his career.
Why?
Because the questions that are coming, and the messages and the voices that come. Even me, I'm not Thomas Partey agent or something, but a lot of people DM me on my Instagram. Please tell Thomas Partey to go to Arsenal. Tell Thomas Partey to do here, go here, go.
I see. I have a lot. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a lot, you understand? And I think this is the moment he needs to sit down and, you know, concentrate really, really well where he is.
People
right
have
now
been sending you private messages on your social media.
To talk to him to go move to Arsenal.
They want you to advise him to move to Arsenal. Most of them are for Arsenal, from Arsenal fans.
Yeah, and United.
And Manchester United.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. But for me, he needs to follow his heart where he'll be happy, where he's respectful, and where he'll play every week. You can make all the money you want, and if the coach doesn't play you, you'll never be happy. That's footballless. That's our life, you know. We always want to make the money, but we also want to be on the pitch and play. We don't want to earn the money that we are not working for. So for me, I would advise him to move to where he'll be happy. Or if he thinks Atletico respects him, they make him happy, he's playing every week, it's good for him. But for me, I'll not advise him to move to Arsenal right now, because he's a Champions League player. And at the look of Arsenal team, they are not ready right now. And in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's going to be very tough for them. If you see the kind of players they have, and some of them are going to move, and the kind of football they are playing. They are playing very well, but you can see inexperience, players included, and it's hurting them. And the way the Premier League is going right now, it's really, really tough. Even Tottenham are not making it to the Champions League. United are fighting to make it to the Champions League. Chelsea are trying to stay where they are. So it's going to be really, really tough for him. If he wants to play in the Champions League, I think then he has to move to a team where he'll play a Champions League. But right now, where he is right now, he don't have to move to a team that he cannot have the chance to play the Champions League. Otherwise, he will lose everything.
It's been wonderful seeing you on the pitch, play, and wear the national jersey as well. Once again, may God bless the soul of Alhaji Ibrahim Medward Sly Tete, the founder of Liberty Professionals, who is responsible for giving us great talents like Derek Boateng, Michael Essien, Sule Muntari, and the list goes on and on and on. I remember once yourself, your good self, and Alhaji Sly Tete invited us over to cover an event. You were donating band equipment to a band. They were all visually impaired, blind. They were all blind. After the event, when you made the presentation, you burst into tears. You cried uncontrollably. And it was for a while. I stood at a distance and I was just watching you. I didn't understand why you cried that day so hard. Why? Tell me today.
And first of all, thank you so much for having me here. I really, really appreciate to be here. And the reason why I shed our tears was it was touching, you know, because they were blind, you know, and they have been asking the government, you know, for this equipment, you know, the instrument, because they said they don't want to go on the street and beg for money. So they want to do something for themselves. They know how to sing. Some of them know how to drum and all these things. So they've been asking for so many times now, but the government didn't listen to them. So the last time I came back from Europe, and they said I have a letter, you know, that I was living that summer. So they give me the letter, and normally I don't go through that, but I don't know what happened. And I opened the letter and there's a CD, you know, DVD inside, and also the letter to read. So I put the letter down and I put the CD in there.
The CD player.
And I saw a couple of blind people saying what I'm saying right now. They asked for the government for the equipment so that they can use it to, you know, play in an event so that they can make some money and take care of themselves. But the government have been listening to them, and when I saw that video, it was really, really touching, and I couldn't finish watching it. I stopped it. I called a friend of mine, and I organized all the equipment, you know, and well, they list the things they want, you know, in the letter. So I call and I get all the things ready, and they have their phone number there, and I call them, and I make that donation. So during that donation, I have so many things inside me, and I cannot use Yeah, I cannot put it in words, but yeah. It came with tears, so that's what happened. And it was really, really touching, and one of the best moments I have. Because for me, during my career, if you ask me, like, even now, winning trophy with my clubs or helping people, which
joy, 99.7 FM.
They bring me so much joy, and also their own is really, really special because of the idea they have that they don't want to go on the street and beg for money, but they want to do something for themselves. You really, really get to me. So that's the reason why I make that step.
This is the Joy Sports Link, and of course, it's all over if you want to access this interview. And of course, we'd like to say hello once again to our friends on Joy Prime, Joy News, and of course, my Joy Online TV and on our Facebook stream. Derek Boateng is my guest here today on the show. Derek, how's the family? How's the family? I visited your home a couple of days ago. How are you guys doing? You know, especially in these times.
Thanks to God, by the grace of God, we are doing well. We're keeping safe, you know. We are in the difficult moments all over the world, so it's time for us to be together and help each other and look forward.
Great stuff. What about business? You are an entrepreneur. You're into hospitality business, and I'm sure that during this period it's been a bit tough on you guys.
Yeah, all over the world, you know, it's really, really difficult for people right now, and also the hotel industry right now is facing a big challenges. But all the same, you know, we are there and we are hoping that things will get better right now, you know. But right now, the most important thing right now is, like, we don't think about the business side right now. You know, the only thing we are thinking about, like, how to solve these kind of problems, you know, because I'm tired of hearing people dying all the time. And I lost my dad 2 months ago.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. And it's really, really bad. And, you know, for me.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Yeah, no. If
was it as a result of COVID or
no? He was sick. He was sick. He was sick, and he passed away two months ago.
Sorry.
May soul rest in peace.
Amen.
So for me, hearing about not only in Ghana, you know. Hearing, watching CNN and BBC, people dying in Europe, people dying in America. It's really, really, really bad, you understand? And I'm hoping by the grace of God that this thing will go away so that we can go to our normal life.
Okay. The CEO and owner of Mendiata Hotel, behind the Achimota Golf Course. Okay, great stuff there. Derek Boateng, my guest here on the Joy Sports Link on Joy 99.7 FM and all of our other channels. Derek, I mentioned Alhaji Sly Tete. He happens to be your brother-in-law. May God bless his soul once again. So let's go through that story. How did that relationship start? And tell me about playing your football under Alhaji Sly Tete and getting your initial, exposure to the world outside of Ghana when it comes to football.
Working with Alhaji Sly Tete, you know, it was a dream come true for me, you know, because he's such a great man and a man.